And now we have got a new band all the way from Te Papaioia, not too far from Taupo, and that is Beef. We've got Coupe and Amelia. How are you guys doing?
Hey. Good. Hey. How you doing?
Yeah, real good, thanks. It's lovely to... We've got a video up, so for the audience out there, you can't see them, but I can see them, and it's lovely to see you all again.
It's lovely to see you and be speaking to you all. Shout out to friends of yours. Yours is a fucking great... a great space down there in Otapoti. Appreciate it. It's so choice.
Yeah, sick. Yeah, very cool place. And we fortunately have our own radio show to spread our propaganda, which is real fun. So for the audience, do you think people might not have heard of the band Beef before? I hear they're quite new. Could you tell us a little bit of a rundown of what Beef is? Or you could talk about the food or the concept of disliking other people, I don't know.
Yeah, it definitely was about the concept of not liking other people. It started as a joke, which is that we had beef with each other. Because we're a rhythm section in another band called Persimmon, which you may be familiar with.
Maybe familiar, too. Yeah.
And then, I don't know, we thought it would be funny to talk about having beef with everyone else. It's especially funny because Coupe is a vegetarian. I think that's probably the funniest part, but yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, started with punk shit, and then we just kind of got distracted, you know?
And what's the sound now?
Oh, I don't know what we're doing at the moment. I guess it's like a lot of just like, we've just added two new members to the band recently. Whoa. So
Big Beef.
Yeah, Big Beef.
Yeah, Big Beef.
And Abby have joined us, and they both have actually brung some songs with them. So I've only heard one of Abby's songs, and so I have actually no idea the direction that Beef is going.
Cool. I like to hear that. It's good to have an open-ended project. It sounds very Papaioia-pilled. I like to hear that. And so y'all have played in a few different projects before. I think I might have seen y'all around in the Manawatu. But for the people of Otapoti who haven't seen y'all performing before, could you give us like a bit of a rundown of what your kind of musical background is, or what sort of stuff you've been into, maybe even what the Pāmi scene's been like for you?
Take it away, Coupe.
Okay, sure. I played down in Otapoti recently with Kaki Department.
Yeah.
Which was so much fun. We got to stay down at yours. Such a cool venue, such a cool space. Love the people, love the vibe. But being playing around, jumping in on a couple of Dan's projects, played with a bit of Polaroids or Polar Bears for a bit, like yourself, Fee. Persimmon, cool. Like yourself as well. I guess we come from like a really, really cool, tight musical community where there's a lot of... people that want to help each other spread the cool music that their friends are writing, and it's I guess a lot of the time really cool to just go along for the ride and kind of be there having a good time with them. But then Beef is kind of like a more concentrated project from I guess initially from Amelia and I. For myself, I was it's really great to give Amelia a platform to some of their really cool tunes that have been hidden away for a while. I think some of them have been sitting in voice memos for a very long time. So
yeah.
You got a lot of beef backed up.
Oh
yeah, that's the one. That's the one, oi. I've been playing in bands for technically like, I don't know, 20 years, but...
I reckon I saw you playing ukulele about 16 years ago, maybe.
Yeah, that would be about right. So, Deep Dark Past is a ukulele singer-songwriter back when Zoe Deschanel was cool. this is closer to, I guess, Odd Bods was the previous project I was in. That this is, especially having Fabian play bass for us now, is real fun, too. But yeah, it's been real cool to dig out some of the old songs, write some new shit, and just recording as well. I've never really used recording as a way to start the musical process, and it's been really fun to do that.
Yeah, cool. And so you've smashed out a few singles. I've got lined up to play after the interview, "Wash Away" featuring Mouth, which the people at the station here thought that this was fake, that there was an artist called Beef and they were featuring another artist called Mouth.
It's real. It's Harmy, baby.
So, first of all, who is Mouth? And can you tell us about this track and maybe some of your other tracks you've put out as well? Because you've done a couple.
Yeah. So Mouth, formerly known as Wet Mouth, who released a whole bunch of really cool mahi in Palmy. I think it might have been a year or two ago. Kind of, we found him on Bandcamp originally, and he's just this dude who's been sitting in his bedroom making some really cool beats.
Cool.
He's kind of come out into doing a couple of other projects more recently, been doing some mahi with Show Pony. It was just really cool. It was just like kind of serendipitous. We started recording that song that morning, and Jimmy was teed up just to come around for kind of a jam session that day. And we got to kind of jamming it, and they just had this cool little like lead that they were playing, and I was just like, nah, stuff it, chucked a mic in front of their amp and recorded it. But everyone should go check out Mouth stuff. I think it's on all the streaming things, but probably mostly on Bandcamp Represent. And they've got some really, really cool, they've got kind of a diverse sound to the music, really influenced by like lots of like garage and hip hop, but also shoegaze, of like Shady Nasty.
Cool.
And go check them out if you haven't already out there.
Sick. Sounds very cool. And yeah, this track Wash Away, you recorded a bit of it with them as well. But you've got a couple of other tracks out as well. Could you tell us about them? Did you like record them at the same time, or what was the vibe?
The first single we put out the night that like we recorded it that day, very haphazardly. The drums consist of a rubbish bin, a 2x4, and shit, what was the snare? Cool. A drill case. So that is Beef. I call it Beef the theme song, because it kind of just sets the premise, which is that we're mad at everyone.
Yeah. Because of the meat industry, and, obviously.
Yeah,
that's absolutely where the rage comes from. And then the next one we put out was Contour, which is totally different and is kind of, yeah, it's real fun. Kube just did this like freeform vocal over the top, and I just like looped a little hook, and it's just fun as shit.
I guess like the beginning of January, Amelia kind of came around with Beef the theme song, and kind of kickstarted the chain of events that led us to record, I think it was 20 songs in like 2 months or something like that. So it's been a crazy time. We've got a whole bunch of stuff kind of sitting there. Now that we've got like other members, we're starting to record them into the stuff that we had already started on, so we've got a whole bunch more coming too.
Cool. Yeah, I saw the picture on the Beef Bandcamp of the maybe the trash can that you were talking about from the thing, and the lyrics on there are great as well. I think maybe for the Friends of Yours crew, people might be interested. And you've got I really like I want liberation, I want my own path, I want new meanings, I want to make marks. That's really beautiful. Really great.
Thanks, mate.
And yeah. I really like, I've got Beef, I don't care if you're vegan, spice up some lentils, because beef is in season.
Yeah, because that's the thing, we're beefing with everyone, vegans included.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to include the vegans in the beef.
Yeah.
Not afraid.
Yeah. Throwing punches. You always got to punch. If you're punching up, you got to punch down too. You know, you keep it balanced.
Yeah, punch all around, man. It's a mosh. Let's go.
Cool.
You know, communist in all senses.
Yeah. And so what's your live show vibe like? Have you been playing any shows? Have you got any plans for that in the future?
So we played our first show officially in Whanganui.
Cool.
That happened when Juno were in town.
Cool.
We played with them over there. It was really freaking rungle. I was running like my Volca drum machine through the Orange practice amp with like everything cranked, so it was like distorted. We had one drum beat. I just changed the tempo for each song that we played, and that's kind of how it rolled out. But we have been practicing pretty heavily with for the past kind of month, and we're ready to go for Punk Fest here in Te Papaioia. We get to play with a whole bunch of really cool punk bands here in Palmy. So that'll be our first kind of outing as a fully fledged band.
Yeah, it looks like a crazy lineup on that. I couldn't believe Ricky Bobby on that as well. It's pretty buzzy. People even down here were talking about that from the hardcore community.
Yeah,
blast from the past.
I might come out of retirement, at least Gangbok's retirement.
Yeah, cool. All right, well, it's been a real pleasure to talk to y'all, Coupe and Amelia. Have you got any last words for the people of Otipoti?
Nah.
You've got probably better words than me.
Well, I can just read out some of your words, Amelia, because these are fantastic. I'm dreaming it's supple and steady and true. I've got beef with the whole fucking deal. I've got beef with the chef and beef with the meal.
There we go.
It's the one.
Yeah, cool. Well, I was going to put on this one with mouth, but now I'm really tempted to put that one on now that we've been reading out some poetry live.
Crush it. I'll start off at the beginning.
Start off with Beef Wash Away featuring Mouth, and then after that, if you're lucky, we might get some more beef here on Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi Radio 1. Thank you so much for joining us, Amelia and Coupe, and I'm very excited to hear more from you. Ka kite.
Ka kite.
More of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.